Hello.
Hey, Mr. Samuel, it's Jasmine.
Hey, how you doing?
So, Ms. Shahira called me. She's good to go. I have all the information that I need for her to send her hiring application. She was happy with the rate.
Okay.
So I just need to get the rest of your information. What's your date of birth, sir?
8872.
8872. My son was born 88 Leos.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
Address?
3256 North 2nd Street.
North 2nd Street.
But that's for now until I move. I'm here until I find me a place.
Yep. When you do, just call me and then we'll just update everything on our end. And what's the zip code there?
19140.
Okay. And your Medicaid is through who? Through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
Keystone.
Okay, and are you currently working with a service coordinator that we can contact to get this expedited?
Yeah, that's my thing. I've been trying to reach out to them. They've been having me on hold for 50
that's
minutes.
Horrible. That's horrible.
They keep clicking off on me, so I'm about to go call them back again. I just was on hold for 45 minutes,
and then
the phone just clicked off, so I'm going to call back again.
What's their name? I'm going to try to push it through my end. What's your service coordinator's name?
I don't know because they switched me to somebody new.
All right. I'm going to find that information for you, and I'm going to try to locate them on your behalf. I need you to write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready.
I can't find the ink and a pencil nowhere.
No, of course not. They never appear. Now try cleaning your house, and they'll all appear all at once.
I don't know where he keep his daughter pencil. Yeah, I just came through a little situation where I was staying at. PHA bought up all the houses in the neighborhood. You hear me?
But you know why they're doing that, right? They're pushing out the community. They're pushing out people. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's our urban renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they bought up all the houses. So the landlord that I had knew this 3 months before, but never told us anything.
Then you're forced out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they gave me a month and 15 days
move.
And
that's not even enough time.
Yeah, and people keep saying, why they didn't give you anything? They didn't give me anything because I wasn't under PHA's umbrella. I was an outsider. So when they moved in and took over, they didn't have to give me anything. All they had to do was just put me out.
So you got to go. Good for you. You went to court for four months. Good.
Yeah, and we won the case. But at the end, they said we still had to leave because it was their problem.
Yeah, you still got
to
go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
But they didn't give you no compensation, like, to help you move?
No, that's why everybody was telling me they should have. But I wasn't living under their
umbrella
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why they didn't have to. Oh man, I can't find it nowhere. Hold on, let me see. Okay, I got something here. All right. Hold on, let me get a piece of paper.
Take your time.
What is it?
So it's Family First Care. Okay. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
What is it?
267-551-7400.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. Family First.
Family First Care.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try to expedite this on my end to try to get the authorization. And we're also going to be submitting the referral so that our coordinators can reach out to Ms. Shahira and send her her hiring application so she can work on it and get it out the way.
Okay.
All right, Samuel, welcome on board. Call me if you need me. Thanks, honey.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.